Okay, hello, good morning everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So I hope you're all keeping well. Sorry, do we have an issue here with connection? We've had a couple of little issues this morning now already. Okay, sorry. Bear with me there 1 second, guys. We just had a series of updates. And it's okay. Bear with me 1 second. Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome. Apologies for that. We're having a couple of little tech issues this morning, it seems. Just had a pretty large update and unexpected as well, which was a reason why we're just a little bit late. So apologies for that. So look, let's get straight into it then. Good morning, everyone. Today is Monday, the 9th of December. Hope you're all keeping well. We're going to do something slightly different today. We're going to have a look at bigger time frames. We're going to have a look at the monthly just to see kind of where we're at and just identify, you know, potential direction as we close out the calendar year. And we'll just project a little bit forward into 2025, see where the opportunities may be. Sometimes when you're looking at smaller time frames, it can get very choppy, and it's really quite difficult to identify an overall direction. It's easy in markets like the indices because they've only been going up, but elsewhere it can prove quite difficult. And we do have this challenging backdrop as well, and there's a lot of questions that need to be answered with these markets. So there's a bit of hesitation, there's sort of slow grinding price action as a whole. It can be quite choppy at times. And again, over the weekend, we've now got a new Syrian regime potentially taking hold, obviously in Syria, with the defeat of Assad's government. So it depends really what that means for the region and the people of Syria, obviously war-torn. country, and it creates a bit of a power vacuum potentially, and it really depends on who and what fills that power vacuum. Okay, so all profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade, where do we then enter and exit these markets, how do we manage risk, trade management as well, along with trading psychology, all very important features, of course. And we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates of trying to maintain a degree of consistency in an environment which can prove really quite erratic. Accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. So let's get into it then. First of all, just from a fundamental perspective, these markets are digesting and following on from Friday's non-farm payroll, which is a pretty spectacular and significant jobs number coming in above expectations. But this is what the market was sort of reacting to in many ways, which was the unemployment rate, which actually ticked higher. Also, you get people's wages continuing to grow. The concern here is how it could impact inflation. If more people have jobs and people's wages are continuing to rise, it does add this inflationary dynamic. So broadly, a little bit of a mixed bag. Consumer sentiment seems to be increasing and growing with inflation expectations coming in at 2.9, previously 2.6. So there's that concern with that inflation, really strong jobs numbers, although the unemployment rate has actually ticked higher again. Don't forget, that was what the Fed in September the 18th, that was the reason they gave for cutting 50 basis points, was the fact that they want to kind of front run the weakness in the jobs market. So today, nothing of any major concern. We've got Chinese inflation flatlining broadly, consumer price index coming in just above, but lower than expected. And PPI numbers year on year are still pretty weak, but mildly improving, you could probably say. So this is a week for, we're going to see a few central bankers. We're going to hear from the RBA tomorrow. Expected to hold rates of 4.35. That will be quite interesting. And then it's about inflation. So is this inflation number ticking higher? You can see the year-on-year number. We're expecting a 10 basis point increase from 2.6 to 2.7. We've also got the core inflation side of things, which still remains relatively sticky. Don't forget, the Fed do want these numbers to come back to 2%, and we're hovering above 2%, which is a bit of a concern with a Trump government coming into play, which very expected to discuss a series of inflationary policies, let's say. Okay, so the BOC expected to cut 50 basis points, so there might be interest rate differential there for the dollar CAD yet again. Swiss National Bank expected another 25 basis point rate cut. So we were at 1.75 not so long ago. Now we're down at 0.75. We got the ECB. So it's a busy week this week. We're expecting another 25 basis point rate cut from the ECB. Very much inflationary dependent. And then we get PPI, which is producer price index. So input costs, are they going up or down? They're looking on the stronger side as well. Okay, with UK GDP, which is really very, very flat. Okay, so that's just a little bit of an overview of the week's news. So what I want to do is just do something a little bit different. We're going to have a quick look at the monthly charts, and we're going to continue this analysis as well. So no real surprise to see the indices on a bit of a significant tear. We're currently sitting at all-time highs. We're currently in the S&P 500 with further upside very much expected as this market tries to grapple with the efficiency that AI is likely to bring. And what does it mean from a valuation perspective is very much unknown, but there is a lot of money being pumped in. So we're seeing continued further upside across the indice space. So there is a differential between asset prices, the prices of stock markets and certain investments. And they are continuing to rally at a very, very aggressive rate, way beyond what the economy is suggesting. So there's a pretty significant disconnect. You can see the differences as well. Just on the monthly, we're seeing a bit of a pullback in the Dow Jones, but you're seeing those tech stocks and the S&P and the NASDAQ rallying off the back of those AI dynamics. So if you look elsewhere, you can see how long we've been moving sideways. So we haven't traded a Nikkei for a long, long time. And this is really it. It's seen some very, very wild, wild swings in these markets as a result of the Bank of Japan. One of the most impressive markets just over the last couple of months has probably been the German, the DAX, which is continuing to look really, really positive and constructive to the upside. Whereas the CAC, it's been strong this month so far, really bouncing off these lows. So no major surprise to see the indice markets rallying to the upside, with more than likely potential further upside as we close out the year. We do hear an awful lot about this Santa Claus rally, and this is really what it means. So with the indices higher, the question is, are we going to get a bit of dollar strength? And here's the kicker. We're seeing indices rally, and we're also seeing a bit of near-term dollar strength. So normally that would be an upside-down position. So you'd have indices rallying, you'd have a weaker dollar. So you'd expect markets like the euro dollar, pound dollar to be rallying, and they're doing the exact opposite. So when you step back, you can see the euro dollar is in a very, very tight range. The expectation is that this will move down to parity, but it's got a bit of work to do. And for whatever reason, over the last number of days, the euro has been a little bit stronger than we would have expected under the circumstances. So again, zooming out in markets like the pound dollar, we're coming from high. We're talking about dollar strength at a time when the indices have been rallying as well. And we're in this little channel. So not quite as sideways moving as the euro, but it's grinding and it's seeing new highs over the last couple of years. So you can see the potential for a little bit of upside potentially in the pound. Stepping back from markets like the yen, so the dollar yen. Obviously, we've got a strong dollar. We've had a really, really weak yen. We were up as high as 160. Now we're down at sort of 150 level. We have been down at 140. So we're in between that little range. And if the BOJ decide to continue to cut rates, you'll probably see a little bit more yen strength in the not-so-distant future. I appreciate this is just a review. And you can probably just see the congested nature of these markets. Okay, they're on the monthly time frame, but again, if you kind of zoom out, you can see the slightly longer term direction, especially in markets like the dollar Swiss. It's it had been leaning quite considerably towards the Swiss franc at a time when the Swiss National Bank are cutting rates really quite aggressively, and there's a big differential between the US and the Swiss franc. So the expectation, if we get a stronger dollar, would be for this to rally. But you can see the sideways nature of it. The dollar CAD. So again, we've got this interest rate differential. We've got Donald Trump talking about this dynamic for the CAD, where the US will impose 25% tariffs on the Canadian economy. And we've got Justin Trudeau trying to appease those tariffs as best he can. So really strong. It's been erratic last month a little bit, but this month is kind of a strong continuation trade with further upside expected. Just finishing off the dollar. So some of these commodity currencies are showing real dollar strength at a time when the indice markets are rallying. Now, will we break out of this range and will the dollar continue to strengthen? That's really the purpose behind this bit of analysis. So indices higher, but slightly counterintuitively, we would probably expect the dollar to continue to strengthen. There's no major reason why not. We've seen some bond yields softening. Just quickly, bond yields, we were up at 4.35. We've softened quite a decent amount. We're at 4.1 now. But if that starts to rally again, expect more dollar strength. So taking a step back from the yen, we've seen the carry trade play out in the dollar, euro, and the pound yen. We've seen it soften. We've seen it try to rally. And now this trade kind of rolling over to the downside. Again, all eyes on the BOJ in terms of where this is likely to go next. And then just to finish off with the commodities. Again, some of these markets are in a bit of a longer term range. Quite erratic. We're now down at these lower levels. It's exactly what the US want to see. It's not so much what the OPEC and JMMC are looking to see with the need for them to taper their supply along with lower prices. So they're wanting to see the opposite. They're wanting to increase supply with higher prices, but that's not the market dynamics currently. And then gold, just to finish, it's been on a massive tear for most of the year. Bit of a pullback last month. Now, the question is, are we going to rally off these lows? So potentially expect a little bit of upside there in gold. So look, that's just a very, very brief, quick overview. And the reason why we're looking at the monthly timeframes is there's a lot of hesitation in today's markets. We want you to just be mindful of that. And we're going to do a little bit more analysis as the day unfolds. So if you could join us live, do so. Now, in terms of today's trade plan, well, we keep using the word mixed market dynamics because we do broadly are looking for a strong dollar along with a stronger industry market. Okay, so we're gonna continue to discuss the indices dynamics. We'll have a look at the Magnificent Seven and see what they're likely to do. There's an awful lot of positivity. There's some capital continuing to be pumped in. So as long as that's the case, we'd probably expect some significant upside. So here's the caveat then. Do keep your options open. Don't mentally get like we're still in an S&P 500 buy trade. We're happy to sit in it. We don't really have many reasons to freak out or to panic. We probably expect prices to be higher by year end. So if we can stay in it, let's do it until we're able to book profits. The problem is you are at all time highs. So it's a bit of a nervy position, but it's clearly the one that's been performing probably the best. So markets are still clearly awaiting next catalyst with non-farm payroll numbers due out later today. US inflation numbers along with central bank along with interest rate along with central bank interest rate decisions. So ECB, SMB, the Bank of Canada. I think the RBA in the early hours of tomorrow morning. So there's quite a few this week. And that interest rate differential will be quite an interesting one, we would assume. So on the dollar side, we'd be looking very carefully to see if there's any opportunity there. Okay then, guys. On that note, listen, we'll let you go. Thanks very much for joining us. So at a time when markets are broadly indecisive, we've got a bit of a trade plan, something to try to focus our attention really. And it's just important not to get mentally too attached to any particular trade in any particular direction, because you know, we could have a dynamic where the equity markets could really pivot and start selling off. We're probably leaning towards a catalyst for that. We're not really too sure what that's likely to be, but we should keep an eye out. And we'll discuss the narratives in a little bit more detail in the next session. So if you join us for that, we'll see you there in just about a minute's time. So look, thanks very much for joining us. If there's any questions, feel free to post them. But on that note, we'll let you go, and we'll be back again, obviously, tomorrow, same time tomorrow. So if you can join us, fantastic. And if you are interested in learning how to trade, just go to thelivetrader.com for more information there. And we'll speak to you soon. Right. Thanks so much, guys. Listen, take care of yourselves. Speak to you soon. All the best now. Bye-bye.